This is Folkcast 028. It's April 2008. Welcome and how do? You're listening to Folkcast, the original folk music podcast from the United Kingdom, the country also known as Great Britain, Blighty, and, to some of our American cousins, Jolly Old England. I'm your host, Phil Widows.
And I'm your other host, Ken Nicol. Two for the price of none, by my calculations. Now, that's great value.
Yeah, we're on a mission to plug our finger into your ear and fill your head with the best in folk, folk rock, singer-songwriter and roots-based music. Now, that music might well come from the UK, but it's just as likely to come from all points east or west, north or south, or any combination thereof.
That's right. For instance, this month we'll have traditional English music done in a modern way. We'll have modern English music that's all about traditions. We'll head west to America for a road trip, and we'll head east to Serbia for a head trip.
Our folk guru Baba will be taking us down under to tell us the story behind the song, and we've also got music from Germany, Hawaii, Scotland, and Wales. No, not that kind of Wales.
Ah, you mean Wales, not Wales.
Not Wales. No.
Okay. Later we'll show you how to defend yourself against marauding birds using only the power of folk. And we'll also be asking what this... has got to do with this.
If you want to find the Colonel, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the Colonel, I know where he is. He's sitting in comfort stuffing his bloody gut. I saw him.
But let's kick off with a bit of fun. In the last few years, there's been a huge rise in the popularity of the ukulele. Even my colleague in casting, Mr. Nicol, has been known to give one a twang from time to time.
Correct.
The other day I heard it described as the easiest instrument in the world to play, which seems a bit daft, really, when you take the triangle into consideration. I've certainly had little luck in coaxing a tune out of a uke myself, but here's a man who can. From Hawaii, home of the jumping flea, which is the literal translation of the word ukulele, trivia fans. This is Bruce Shimabukuro with a tune you just might recognise.
We'll be right back. From the album Legends of the Ukulele 2, Hawaiian Masters, available now for download from iodapromenet.com, that was Bruce Shimabukuro with Mizzaloo, a number which, yes, in actual fact, is a folk song. And at the risk of stealing Baba's job, we'll quickly tell you about the story behind it. Mizzaloo started life as a song in the 1920s in the Greek rebetika style. The Greek word Mizzaloo refers specifically to a Muslim Egyptian woman, and the song was about a cross-faith, cross-race relationship, a risque subject at its time and still not exactly commonplace today. The song went to the USA with immigrants and got into the ethnic nightclub scene in New York and New England, where it was known as the snake dance because of the sinuous foot movements associated with it.
The song was rearranged as a solo instrumental piece for guitar by surf rocker Dick Dale in 1962. Now, Dale's father and uncles were Lebanese-American musicians who were part of that ethnic nightclub scene. During a performance, Dale was bet that he couldn't play a song on only one string of his guitar, and remember seeing his uncle play Mizzaloo on one string of the oud. He tried to imitate that style on his guitar, but vastly increased the song's tempo to make it into rock and roll.
The Beach Boys recorded a Dale-inspired Mizzaloo on their 1963 album, Surfin' USA. And there have been hundreds of versions recorded by all kinds of performers. But when Dick Dale's version was included on the soundtrack of Quentin Tarantino's movie Pulp Fiction in 1994, the song got a new audience and a new lease of life.
The power of folk, you see. Right, after all that excitement, let's dip into something a little bit more laid back. Eve and Devorah are a duo from Bow in London who got in touch with us via the wonder that is MySpace and sent us along this song. This is Sky Rise Above.
Does the sun shine bright before you when the stars are almost blue, like a halo into hue? Sky rise above like a dove in love with you. Can you see on the higher mountain there's a fire burning? It's a heart that's calling.
a fine dewy morning, and besides, my love, it is wet. Oh, let it be wet, my love, and ever so cold, I will rise my fond floral and go down to the fold. Oh, no, my bright floral, it is no such thing. It's a fine sun a shining, and the lark is on the wind. In the air with the dew around her breast, and like the pretty plough boy, she'll whistle and sing, and at night she will return to her own nest again. When the plough boy has done more, he's got more to do. He trips down to the meadow where the grass is all cut down.
Oates there with the traditional song The Lark in the Morning, a track from her debut solo album, The Violet Hour, which has just been released on Phil Beer's new label, Chudley Roots. And we first featured Jackie on Folkcast in April of last year, when we played a song by Wistman's Wood, the three-piece band she plays in, along with Steve Turner and Andy Clark, who both feature on Jackie's new album, as indeed do a whole host of other guest players.
And before that, we heard Deborah Algarzi and Yvette Barwood, together known as Even Devora, with a self-penned song, Sky Rise Above. The girls, who were now both in their 20s, met while studying at London Music School in Whitechapel. And they are currently working on recording and playing a series of live shows.
Now then, a simple question. How do you defend yourself against a bear? Well, the generally accepted advice is to either A,
lie down and play dead,
or B,
blow its head off with a shotgun.
But bear-loving folkies will be delighted to know that there is another option, one that we've decided to call C.
Play turbo folk at high volume.
Ah, yes, the old turbo folk strategy. What's that about then, Ken?
Well, last month in Macedonia, a court convicted a bear of theft and damage for stealing honey from a beekeeper who fought off the attacks with thumping turbo folk music.
I tried to distract the bear with lights and music because I heard bears are afraid of that,
said Zoran Keselowski, following the year-long case of the bear versus the beekeeper, which ended in Zoran's favour.
I bought a generator, lit up the area and put on songs by Setsa. The bear stayed away for a few weeks but came back when the generator ran out of power and the music fell silent. It attacked the beehives again.
A court in the city of Bitola found the bear guilty, and since the animal had no owner and belonged to a protected species, they ordered the state to pay the $3,500 damage it caused to the hives.
But who is this Setsa, and what is this turbo folk music of which the beekeeper speaks? There's only one way to find out, the internet, and with a little digging around, this is what we discovered.
Svetlana Raznatovich, also known as Setsa, was born in 1973 in a part of Yugoslavia that is now Serbia. Setsa is a very popular and successful folk rock singer in the Balkan countries, having sold over 7 million albums. Setsa began her career as a folk and turbo folk singer, but her style has evolved and she sounds exactly like this.
Ti ja smo različite duše, i te zemlji poplave i suše.
Seems to have done the trick. The Folkcast Bear completely scared away from our hives there. Well done, Setsa. I think we'll count that as this month's addition to our Around the World in 80 Folks virtual tour, so we can tick Serbia off the map.
My, that was fun. How do you follow that?
Easy. You go from the ridiculous to the sublime. How about a trio of tunes from some great singer-songwriters? We'll start with the latest from a Folkcast favourite. This is Nick Cook with No One Like You.
Flowers upon the table, left by your hand. Words inside my head, I don't understand. Feel okay alone now, I guess that I have changed. Now that I feel stronger, I don't feel the same. I don't feel the same. And I feel like I've been blind, wasted all my time on things I couldn't see and on things I couldn't find. And although I'm feeling scared, alone and ill-prepared, I'm gonna make a stand, trying to be a man. Salt upon my face, left from your eyes. go, you had to leave. Hey, it's no surprise. You feel okay alone now, I guess that you have changed. Now that you feel stronger, you don't feel the same. You don't feel the same. I wonder how you'll go. I don't wonder when we'll know if this really is the end, if it's just pretend. I had a dream that we may meet, but the dream is incomplete. Still I wanted you to know my love. Marks upon my soul, left by your heart. I feel your arms around me whenever I feel cold. I feel okay alone now, because we have changed. Now that we feel strong, we can walk away, we can walk away. But a day won't pass me by when you're not in my mind. No, it hurts like hell, no, you hurt as well. But there's nothing we can do but keep on moving through. Another time, another life, you might have been my wife. 'Cause there is nobody else that knows me like you do. No, there's no one in this world. There's no one in this world like you. Nobody like you. Like you. Nobody like you.
Tell me the secrets of your sweet life. We'll talk for hours without a pause. Won't tell you my tired story. I just wanna hear yours. Just wanna hear yours. I've been hungry for your embrace, to feel your breath upon my face. Oh I need you now. I'll turn locks without any keys, just for you I'll bring darkness to its knees. If you please teach me how. I'm no saint in your eyes, but I'm asking, would you be mine? Would you be mine? I was cold and you took me in, warmed me with your tenderness. Now I'm here for you now. I'll take the weight, I'll take the strain, be a shelter in times of rain, my oh my. How we learn to fly. I'm no saint in your eyes, but I'm asking, would you be mine? I'm no saint in your eyes, but I'm asking, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Don't wanna rush you or make you wait. Maybe this is not the time. Don't wanna leave you or leave it too late. Maybe this is not the time to hesitate. Safe in my arms tonight, my arms tonight.
Look at all the people in their living rooms with their eyes all glued to the evening news. Catch them at a moment when they're all afraid, and then sell them well on the plans you've made. All the citizens who listen and believe, falling just the same, falling into line cause they did not know of the bait and switch and the shadow show. When you fake the truth, played our fears for your own game. Then we needed a leader and you're all we had, so we told ourselves you were not that bad. You took the opportunity to have your way while our wounds still bled. We were led astray. All the fears that came descending on us then, falling just the same, falling like the towers in a cloud that hung, so it blocked our view and it stopped the sun while our eyes were down in all that pain. With your sleight of hand, then you said that it was over when it had just begun, saying job well done as if the war was won. But all of us are watching as the numbers climb of the killed and injured, dead and dying. All the soldiers who have fallen in this war, falling just the same, falling for the trick that you played on us when you made those lies and betrayed our trust, as if this war were just your game. You're breaking down our country's name. You're taking down our country's name. Our country's name.
Three Blokes with Something to Say. You've just heard Falling For It by David Wilcox. The song comes from David's album Airstream, which refers to the Airstream caravan or trailer as they're known in the States. David, his wife and son have been touring the US in an Airstream for the past couple of years, with David gigging as they go.
And the filling in our singer-songwriter sandwich was Phil James with his song Fly. Phil's from Bridgend in Wales, and he's been playing music for 30 years, over which time he's produced several albums of original material, and he says he still loves playing live, but has to juggle full-time work commitments with performing.
And at the top of the trio was Nick Cook with No One Like You, a track from his new CD, which is called Uncooked. Nick wrote to tell us that the album was recorded over Christmas, and it's now been mastered, so it will be released soon via iTunes and other online outlets.
As always, please check out the show notes to find the links to the websites of all the artists that we feature on Folkcast. Go to folkcast.co.uk and click the archive button to find all the notes to all our shows.
Well, I think we should poke a sharpened stick into the cave of Baba to see if we can stir our guru from his slumber to regale us once again with the story behind a traditional folk song. And this month it's a tale so tall, big, that we're going to split it into two. So prepare for a story of crime and harsh punishment as Baba reveals all about Van Diemen's Land.
Hello, Baba here, with the first of our two-part special about the exiling of criminals to some far-flung place, or transportation, as it was known. The idea for this came from our own Rachel Bowyer, who for years had been singing a song called Van Diemen's Land, and she suggested it might benefit from some story behind the song treatment. Always happy to oblige, of course, and don't forget, if you want to know something more about a favourite song, just get in touch. So, Rachel, Van Diemen's Land. Well, it's a song about transportation, obviously, and it's a subject that inspired so many folk songs that I thought it needed more than one Folkcast to cover. Now, the rest of you out there, you're an intelligent lot. You all know that Van Diemen's Land is what Tasmania used to be called, and you know that Tasmania was discovered by one Abel Tasman, a Dutch explorer. You might not know, though, that he named it Antonie van Diemen's Land, after Antonie van Diemen, Governor-General of the Dutch East Indies, who sent Tasman on his voyage of discovery in 1642. Fast forward to 1803, and the Dutch weren't using the place all that much, so the island was settled by the British as a penal colony with the name Van Diemen's Land. And the jail at Port Arthur in Van Diemen's Land was used for the confinement of the hardest British and Irish criminals, those who had reoffended after being transported to Australia. The jail was supposed to be escape-proof, and it was surrounded by shark-infested sea on three sides, whilst a 30-metre-wide isthmus connected it to the mainland, and that isthmus was guarded at all times. Now, would you believe the youngest convict recorded as serving time at Port Arthur was just 9 years old? Van Diemen's Land really took off in 1830, though, because transportation to New South Wales in Australia was suspended in that year, and it became the main place for penal servitude away from Britain. In all, some 75,000 convicts were sent to Van Diemen's Land. Now, that's about 40% of all the prisoners ever exiled from this country. And again, the hardest and most rebellious convicts served their time exclusively at the jail at Port Arthur. But the majority were sent to work on other projects. But, whoa, I'm getting ahead of myself. How did a man or woman end up being transported? Well, by committing a crime that was punishable by execution. At least, that was the idea in 1718 when the first Transportation Act came into law. Transportation was seen as a more humane way of dealing with criminals, one that high-minded lawmakers felt allowed for the possibility of redemption. And the fact that transportation provided free labour for government projects abroad surely never entered their heads. The first convicts, though, to be transported was actually sent to North America. In fact, the first instance of transportation took place in 1620, long before the Transportation Act, and some 50,000 convicts were sent to America right up to the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Many of the convicts were actually French or Scottish prisoners of war, and a lot of them were sold as slaves to the southern states. In fact, they often escaped a quick death on the gallows for a much longer one working in the colonies. Convicts were transported at their own expense, or possibly at the expense of the ship owner if the ship owner felt that they could make a profit out of the convict once they got into the penal colony. So if convicts didn't have the money, or if ship owners didn't consider them tough enough to survive a long sea voyage, well, the hangman's noose was waiting. The Second Transportation Act in 1720 provided for government payments to ship owners for the transportation of convicts, and that brought an increase in the trade. For a trade it certainly was. Once a convict had landed at his or her new home, they were either set to work on a government construction project or they were hired out to work for local people. There was clearly some benefit to the state from transportation, and the range of offences that it was used to punish was increased. For example, there's at least one bridge in Dorset that still displays an ancient sign that reads, "Any person willfully injuring any part of this county bridge will be guilty of felony and upon conviction liable to be transported for life." And by the time we enter the 19th century, transportation was being used to punish both serious and petty crimes. Now, transportation could be for life, if you were the kind of dangerous lawbreaker who went around injuring bridges in Dorset. Or it could be for a statutory period. 7 or 14 years were the most likely sentences. And those sentences would start with a very long journey by sea to the prison colony, in desperate conditions, shackled in a very unsanitary environment and fed barely enough to keep a soul alive. Now, only the other day I was reading an official report of an inspection of Van Diemen's Land penal colony in the 1840s. Oh, it's all go round at Baba Central, you know. And the author writes of, and I quote, "The arrival of a ship from Falmouth, from whence it had departed some 5 months previous." I'd quote more, but it redefines tedium, frankly. Once the convict arrived at Van Diemen's Land, he or she was set to work labouring on farms, mining, building roads or some other form of construction projects. Women were also sent to labour on the farms, or they were expected to work as domestic servants. And naturally, there was little chance of escape. And anyway, where would the convict go? The penalty for escape was an extension of the sentence. The penalty for returning to Britain was death. Cool, this is all getting rather gloomy. Let's have a song to cheer us up. Or, given the subject matter, maybe not. Anyway, here's John and Rachel Bowyer.
Sure, that contentment which we shall see no more. As for the wretched females, see them we seldom can. There are 40 men to every woman in Van Diemen's Land. Oh, if I had £1,000 all laid out in my hand, I'd give it all for liberty if that I could command. Once more to Ireland I'd return and be a happy man, and bid adieu to poaching and to Van Diemen's Land.
So, we've got the criminal to the penal colony, and we've given him or her a job to be getting on with. Well, what can a poor soul expect in the future? I'm afraid that'll have to wait for the next time, because my time here's nearly up. I will leave you with this, though. When transportation to Van Diemen's Land was abolished in 1853, its name was so synonymous around the world with the barbarous treatment of criminals that the local population chose to completely abolish the name of the island, and they renamed it Tasmania. Now, don't miss next month's Folkcast, because there's much more to the story of transportation. But until then, fare thee well.
Richard Parker dreamed he would be a sailor and cross those seven seas to find adventure there. So he joined Tom Dudley's crew and four of them set sail. Wiser men had said the yacht was surely bound to fail. Leaving Itchen's shore, heading for Australia, 100 miles or more, would pass by every day. Then the winds began to blow and take their heavy toll. Pounding seas soon breached her hull. Heaven help them all. Down by Petrie you will find his tombstone. He was just 17, the Itchen ferry lad. As she slipped below, they watched from the dinghy. How could they have known what hardship they'd endure? There was hardly any food, no water had been saved. Richard soon would drink the brine and then begin to rave. After 19 days he was close to dying. Thomas Dudley prayed that God might understand. Dick, my boy, your time has come, so he grimly said, as he quickly cut his throat and sacrifice was made. Down by Petrie you'll find his tombstone. He was just 17, the Itchen ferry lad. why should four men die when one could save the others? No one tried to lie. His body gave them life. Hanging was the sentence passed, so the law decreed. But royal mercy came their way. In 6 months they were freed. Down by Pedrie Green you will find his tombstone. He was just 17, the ancient fairy lad. Been foretold in a chilling story by Edgar Allan Poe, not 50 years before. All the horror was the same, it was strange but true, and the victim's name was Richard Parker too. Down by Pedrie Green you will find his tombstone. He was just 17, the itching fairy lad. Only 17, the itching fairy lad.
A song from Ebb and Flow, which is the brand new album from Nelson's Wake, a trio made up of friends of Folkcast Siobhan and Chris Nelson and songwriter Barry Wake. And the album's full of original songs like that, written about some really unusual subjects, although none quite as unusual as that song, The Itchin' Ferry Lad, which tells the true story of cannibalism on the high seas.
Now, at the top of the show, we asked what this... has got to do with this.
If you want to find the Colonel, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the Colonel, I know where he is. He's sitting in comfort stuffing his bloody gut. I saw him sitting in comfort stuffing his bloody gut.
I saw him
sitting in comfort stuffing his bloody gut.
And the answer is, of course, that they are both the same band, England's anarchist folk punks, Chumbawamba. They had a worldwide hit single with Tub Thumping in 1997 and have been trying to live it down ever since. If you only know them from that song of drunken excess and the repeated ability to fall down and get up again, there's so much more to discover about them.
Chumba have a new album called The Boy Bands of One, a title which comes from a warning made by Martin Carthy. And it's out now. A couple of their older records have also been re-released in the US, so we thought it was a good time to play a selection of songs to show the less poppy side of the Leeds-based band.
So here we go. First up, from their 1994 album, English Rebel Songs. There's the Diggers song. Then, from their 2006 live album, Get On With It, there's their version of the Italian partisan song, Bella Ciao. And finally, from their new album, and dedicated to all our friends on MySpace, it's Add Me.
You noble diggers, all stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers, all stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, seen cavaliers by name, your digging does maintain, and persons all defame. Stand up now, with spades and hoes and ploughs. Stand up now, with spades and hoes and ploughs. Stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seen cavaliers are bold, to kill you if they could,
and rights from you to hold. Stand up now, diggers all. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise. The devil in them lies, and have blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, the clergy they come in. Stand up now, the clergy they come in. Stand up now, the clergy they come in, and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round. Stand up now, the gentry are all round. Stand up now, the gentry are all round. On each side they are found, their wisdom so profound, to cheat us of our ground. Stand up now, the club is all their law. Stand up now, the club is all their law. Stand up now, the club is all their law, to keep poor men in awe, that they no vision saw, to maintain such a law. Stand up now, diggers all.
Send. Would you like to have me as a friend? I'm a wound up whiner with a fetish for guns. I'm almost 50 and I live with my mum. I hope my nude picture doesn't offend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? I'm a recovering alcoholic, I rarely leave my room. Peeping through the curtains in my dog costume. The voices in my head, oh, they'll get me in the end. Would you like to add me as a friend? I'd really like to mail you the picture that I drew. It's Kylie's body, but the head is you. I've asked you 50 times before, I'm asking you again. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? She wish she never had me. Had me, had me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? Here's a picture of me in my Nazi uniform, doing a trick with an egg that I like to perform at a monster truck rally that my mom and me attend. Would you like to add me as a friend? I've added Britney and Paris and you and Tom. I'm going to find your address so I can visit you at home. I don't like people but I like to pretend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Like to me as a friend.
Three songs from three albums showing the range of stuff that Chumbawamba can produce. That's definitely a band worth getting to know. And I think that's us almost done for another month. But there's still time for another tune or three. And we'll start off with a trip up to Scotland, where we find Rob St. John, who tells us that he likes to make music that's all his own and not derivative of other artists. Well, it's a good trick if you can do it, Rob. On his new EP, Tipping In, he's produced a set of three quiet, contemplative songs, and you can hear more of them at wovenwheatwhispers.co.uk. Then we'll head off to Germany, and a couple of very different numbers. Casey McKenzie is a singer-songwriter who got in touch with Folkcast to tell us about her new album, Hammer and Nails, which is released at the beginning of May. And from that, we've heard a song called Adam. And following Casey is accordionist and singer Ralph Verausch. And from his new album Hole in One, it's the modestly titled Great Tune the World is Waiting For, and it's a polka. But first, this is Rob St. John.
Like bones and flesh, leech bones, a cruel burial to see. Waiting, waiting from fretful arms full stop and a question mark teddy. The sky distilled to a milky bottle double X exposed on a sea's shivering skin. Tide lent a tree, channel pain for the day to reveal the winter's drone. And what to pray? To pray. To pine, to pine. See how like a swimmer's long hair, and to stone is to be cold in a sinking, sinking air. I'm single with no. Seeing the star passing black, black judgment's worth a notice. Thank you.
that's just about it for another Folkcast. Thanks to all those who helped us with the music, that's Woven Wheat Whispers, the Podsafe Music Network, Ioda Promenet, and the individual artists and bands themselves. Cheers!
Full details of who played what and when can be found in the show notes at our website, which is folkcast.co.uk, where you'll find all kinds of information and news, as well as full details of how to get your music played on a future Folkcast.
You'll also find 27 older shows in our archive at the website, all ready for your listening pleasure.
If you've any queries, questions, suggestions or points of order, or want Baba to probe the story behind your favourite traditional song, get in touch by sending an email to contact@folkcast.co.uk. If you're in England or Wales, look out for me and the rest of Steel Eye Span coming to visit a town near you sometime in April or May. There's a link to all our tour dates in last month's show notes.
Yeah, and speaking of the Steel Eye Tour, there's a little extra coming your way, dear listeners, as Ken's going to be doing a tour diary as a separate podcast. What have you got in mind, Ken? How's it going to work? God,
what have I committed myself to here? I thought that it might be a good exercise, really. I mean, interesting for me to do. It's something that's interesting for me to do. And also, maybe one or two other people might find it of interest, just to know about some of the things that that happen on a tour, really.
So, a look behind the dressing room door and we can see what's happening with the band on stage and off, I suppose.
Well, yes, you might actually literally be able to look behind the dressing room door because I may just take my camera as well.
Oh, heck. I can see the lawsuit starting now.
It's the kind of thing, really, that I'm going to try and start out in a fairly modest way, but we'll see if and how it develops.
So it's unplanned, unplugged. We're going to see how it goes. Oh, it's a bit of fun, really. So all the details that you need to subscribe to Ken's Tour podcast will be on the folkcast.co.uk website. Go on there, click the first bit. There'll be an introductory announcement that you'll get from that. And then once Ken's diary entries start to flow, you should get them automatically into your podcatcher. So Folkcast will be back with another collection of good things from the worlds of folk rock, singer-songwriter and roots-based music on the first Saturday in May. As for April, we'll leave you with the title track of the new album by druidical singer Darv the Bard. This is The Cauldron Born.
So until next time, this is Ken.
And Phil.
Urging you to keep focused on Folkcast.
And keep sticking our finger in your ear.
Bye-bye.
Sunset, moon, rise, and see how the land is bathed in silver hue. You feel so lonely. Come with me and let me show there are others just like you, who feel the powers of earth, sea and sky, of dragon and fairy and shades of the night. Hear the call of our ancestors of blood and bone, of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this dark and hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. See a man alone on a hill, his eyes.
spell of power, a witch's rune. He calls to the powers of earth, sea and sky, of dragon and fairy and shades of the night. He calls to his ancestors of blood and bone, of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. A charm of silver, the gypsy said when he was just 17. Your future I'll tell you, every thread and turn, if there to be seen. She took his hands, tracing the lines, searching for patterns and looking for signs. Your life a construction, one day you will see. Through the illusion and into the dream. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. So we stand on this hill, our shadows are cast by the moon. Chanting words, our charm, our spell of power, our witch's rune. We call to the powers of earth, sea and sky, of dragon and fairy and shades of the night. We call to our ancestors of blood and bone, of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. Oh lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. You're the cauldron born.